another dollar. In fact, no, brother man, here, have two. $2
means the welcome back to the podcast. Logan, what's the name of the podcast?
The Logan Podcast.
At least you are consistent, my friend. If you're joining us for the first time, I'm a dad talking through things in the age of COVID-19 with my 7-year-old son through a weekly podcast. We're here in Northern Virginia, part of the metro area around Washington, D.C., known as the DMV, D for D.C., M for Maryland, and V for Virginia. And if you don't know, now you know. I don't know that I like the acronym DMV, to be honest. It just makes me feel like I'm about to wait online for a long time or something. Also, not a huge fan of when people refer to Northern Virginia as Nova. Logan, did you know that some people call where we live, Northern Virginia, Nova?
No.
Do you like it?
Not really.
Yeah, same here. Something about it feels a little bit forced, but I guess we digress. So, episode 12. This, of course, means that we are now 12 weeks into self-quarantine in the age of COVID-19 here in Northern Virginia. It's kind of amazing, but the wave of Black Lives Matter protests across the U.S. makes me forget that we are still in the thick of coronavirus here in the U.S. I feel a little conflicted about the lack of social distancing at mass protests, but definitely understand. In our home, we support the push and fight for justice for George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor. Honestly, there are just so many more people that have faced injustice and are not getting justice that we can't even read them all off if we had all day. And that is the state of justice in the U.S., or perhaps it's better to say the state of injustice. I understand that COVID-19 can become an afterthought in the face of historic injustice and inequality. And it's been nice to see signs and messages around our neighborhood on the sidewalks and on street signs. And Logan, do you remember what some of the signs said? What did they say?
I can't remember because one of them kind of rhymed and I forgot that one because it messed up my head.
What about the one that you do remember?
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, that's right. It was good to see some of that. And just a follow-up point on Black Lives Matter. There are a lot of people out there who feel they should respond to this movement and this current wave of emotion for Black Lives Matter with a statement called All Lives Matter. And thank you, but no, not appropriate. And here's why. Someone tells you their house burned down or their grandmother passed away. Do you think it makes sense to say all houses matter or all grandmothers matter?
I don't know.
Logan, if someone tells you that their house burned down or their grandmother passed away, we shouldn't say things like all houses matter or all grandmothers matter because it's just not relevant, right?
No.
The fact that there are people who want to counter the emotion and this moment with that type of nonsense might be a sign that they may in fact be the holder of racist views, just saying. So anyways, thank you, next. And it's really not about trying to muddle the issue or make it about something else. In this moment, we need to be with those who are continuing the fight, and that's why we support Black Lives Matter. And it doesn't mean that all lives don't matter. It really doesn't. But in order for all lives to matter, guess what? Black lives have to matter. Moving on for the moment, we're also about to start the last week of school in Fairfax County, Virginia. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm a little worried about what's next. Virtual camps don't really appeal to me. I'm not quite comfortable with any camps that decide to open for elementary school age children. It's pretty much impossible for kids that age to socially distance, so this should be interesting. Logan, how are you feeling about the last week of school?
Feeling good, because I don't know what we're doing for summer break, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be fun. So I can't wait for the last week of school to be over.
Interesting. Logan, I would tell you, you want to keep your expectations for this year's summer break pretty low, because I'm not really sure what's going to happen. Daddy, as always, will do his best to make sure that we have as much fun as we can have, you know, considering sort of just the safety issues. And but yeah, to be honest, I have literally no idea what we're going to do for this summer. Do you have any ideas?
Not really.
Yeah, and that makes two of us. So are you still excited about summer break?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you and I will have to agree to disagree on this one. I'm not sure how... I wouldn't say I feel excitement. It's a combination of maybe fear and curiosity, which isn't terrible, but I'm just not sure how this is going to shake out.
Remember, there was an episode where you said it's good to disagree and agree?
Yeah, always.
Okay.
So I'm glad that you're excited. I kind of feel that same sense of excitement, but I don't know if it's excitement or fear.
Because I'm usually excited for summer break because I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be fun.
Okay. Well, your optimism is both a challenge to me and also, yeah, let's see how this shakes out. Logan, anything else you wanted to add for this week?
No.
Anything fun happen?
Well, we went to 7-Eleven.
That's right. We stopped by during the middle of a run / walk and walked in. I completely forgot about the rules around masks indoors, and the woman working inside 7-Eleven. And usually I do wear masks when I head indoors anywhere, when I do grocery shopping or go anywhere that I know that I'll be in contact with others and where I know that I won't be able to distance myself by at least the recommended 6 feet minimum. But, you know, we were just outside walking and happened to stop in for a quick refreshment. And the woman inside the store was like, "Sir, you know that you need to wear a mask." And I was like, you know, I felt very sheepish. I said, I completely forgot, but also I just acknowledged that I was wrong. I was like, absolutely, I'm sorry. It'll never happen again. And it's something I will not forget next time. But did you enjoy your treat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how I think this is working out for us right now. You get to enjoy stuff and I get to feel a little stressed. Do you feel any nervousness or stress, buddy?
No.
All right, that's good. So, this week we have another very special guest. Logan, to this point, you've pretty much picked all the guests on the show, I would say. But once in a while, Daddy gets to use his Daddy card. And today we're going to chat with one of Daddy's favorite coworkers, a community advocate, a mentor, a friend, and just an all-around amazing person. Auntie Sandra, or Tia Sandra in Espanol. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's dial her up.
Okay. Hi, Miss Sandra. Welcome to the podcast. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes. Thank you, Logan. Thank you for inviting me. I'm Sandra Moscoso. I am a good friend of your mom and dad. I used to work with your dad for many years, and through that job, developed a lifelong friendship.
Actually, Logan, when I first met Ms. Sandra, I think her son was just a little bit older than you, not much, so, or maybe even around this age, so he's 7 now.
Oh, yeah. Alex was 7, so Wyndham was probably like 3 or 4, and Alex is 3 years older. So I would say he was 6 or 7 when I met your dad.
Logan, do you remember the last time you saw Ms. Sandra? I'll give you a hint. It was at an art exhibit.
I still remember that.
Okay, how about that gigantic green indoor lawn that you and Lex rolled down inside of that big museum?
Oh, that one?
Yeah, that's the last time we saw each other.
Yay, that was fun.
It was fun. It was so much fun to see you guys.
One of the last times I think we had fun.
Yeah, that was last summer in August, I think. Yep.
Sounds about right. All right, Logan.
What have you been doing during COVID times?
I feel like I've been spending a lot of time maybe living the way that people may have lived a long, long time ago, where people were mostly focused on food and not getting eaten by wild animals or getting sick. So I've been spending a lot of time making dinners, making food, figuring out how to get food, figuring out how to get things like toilet paper, and disinfecting everything all the time. Spent a lot of time indoors. But I've also, I guess along those veins, I've been doing kind of fun things, things that used to scare me, and now I feel like I can do them. So learning some lessons on, so going back to food, I've never been very comfortable cooking, and now I feel okay. I'll say the biggest new thing for me has been gardening, only because we live in a small house, and so we have limited space. And so going outdoors is a little bit riskier now. So I wanted to kind of create a little space in our backyard that we've never used. And we've been here for like 15 years. And now we have this great little space in the backyard and everything's still alive, knock on wood, which again was something I found very intimidating and tedious before. And now I feel like, wow, I can do this. It's pretty exciting.
Logan, I don't know if you know this, but Ms. Sandra actually predicted that there would be like, you know, she's always been very worried about germs. She's always about washing her hands. And finally, now like everyone can see sort of what she meant by all that. So she actually knew this was going to happen and encouraged everyone to wash their hands and like use hand sanitizer from a very long time ago. And for a while, people were like, why is she saying that all the time? Why is she always wiping her hands down, wiping the dust down? But you know what? She was right.
My school always told me that if you have soap, you should always use soap. And if you don't have any soap, you should just use hand sanitizers.
You have some smart teachers at your school because I'm 100% with them. And yeah, your dad is right. I have been kind of not a fan of germs, maybe to a little bit of an extreme. But as it turns out, I've been training for a pandemic my entire life. So now everybody just does what I say. Instead of rolling their eyes at me, they just go, okay. Your dad is right. I have been training for this moment.
What she means by that is that she was right. And if we all had listened a little bit earlier, maybe we wouldn't be in the mess that we're in. So
I'm not going to take, too much credit there.
All right, Logan.
What is your secret to your amazingness?
Oh. Oh my goodness. Well, I don't know that I want to share that, right? Then everybody would be as amazing as me. Thank you, your dad, for that question. I don't really know how to answer that question, actually. I think I know where that question's coming from, and I think it comes from the fact that I have such a great friendship with your dad. We really understand each other. Your dad has been, you know, someone to lean on, someone to have a lot of fun with, make jokes. We've been through tough work situations together, and our superpower might be our sense of humor that we use to kind of get through difficult times or maybe to overcome some challenges when, you know, being nice to someone even when they're not being very nice to you actually softens them up a little bit, right? I don't know if that's what you were looking for.
No, not at all, but, you know, definitely agree with your superpower, which is not my superpower.
You have the same superpower.
But it's one that I definitely admire in you. And I also just wanted Logan to know that, like, you kind of model a lot of behaviors that I try to emulate in my life. And you've also predicted a lot of how my life would go. So especially when it comes to like community engagement or like school, like the kids' school. And, you know, and to be honest, I never really understood sort of like when I didn't have kids in school, like why you were so involved at school and the community. And I was like, you're so busy at work. Like, why are you like spending so much time on this other stuff? And I never really understood until my own kids were in that situation and we were all in that situation together. So I just kind of learned a lot watching you interact, sort of how you pour your heart into those activities and then what that ultimately leads to. And, you know, sometimes more frustration, but still one of the few ways to kind of be an active member and to continue to work on behalf of not just your family, but just your community. I want Logan to know like all the stuff that we do in our community and our school in some ways was definitely modeled after what Ms. Sandra does in her schools and in her community.
So did you tell me to wash my hands because of Ms. Sandra?
Indirectly, in a very roundabout way, yes. I wish I had told you to wash your hands earlier in life, and maybe I should have told all your friends to do that. I should have maybe just gone to your school on maybe, I don't know, would February have been too early?
I mean, I think February of 2016 is probably a good time to start.
But I mean, Logan, all jokes aside, like, you know, when we do stuff with our like local officials in Fairfax, and when we do stuff with your principal, or when we do stuff with the police officers in our community, like all that stuff is, you know, Sandra, like you got to like engage, you got to work in your community, you got to be a part of it. And like that's stuff that I've learned from her, experimented with. And, you know, now I think more than ever, it's something that we have to continue to do.
Okay, so now I know where you were going with that
question. For the record, I'm not trying to go anywhere. I think just, I knew that there'd be a lot of stuff that we just hit naturally.
So to your dad's point, so first of all, your dad is super generous, but he has been this person all along, and he has been engaged all along. I think the difference is that once your kids are in school, then you start spending time there, and you start realizing that things like schools or, swimming pools and libraries and all these, public kinds of amenities and services that we have, they don't run perfectly. And if you don't look too closely, you don't realize it. But when you're there every day dropping Logan and Lex off at school or picking them up, then you start realizing how things could be a little bit better. And then the people like your principal and your teachers and all of the other people that work with them, they're doing the best they can, but they only have so much capacity and also only have so many ideas, right? So they learn how to do something in school or in a team. And sorry, I have to interrupt because Floyd, my husband, is pumping his bike right behind.
Hey, Floyd.
Sorry to interrupt the podcast. I'm sorry about that. I just had to show you what's happening and what that noise was. So all these people are doing the best they can with the tools they have and the ideas and experiences they have. And every time a new person comes in, especially if they've never done it before, and so they have, beginner's mind, they might be able to have an insight into how to improve things. From their perspective, for their family. And then, so if your dad has an idea about something that could be improved in your school or with the bus drivers or with people who drive around the bus when it's stopped, we shouldn't be doing that. So if your dad has an idea that would make it better for you guys, it actually probably would make it better for a lot of people. You know, the thing is, not everybody takes the time to pay attention, right? Or they may pay attention, they just complain. They don't actually invest in making it better. And when you invest, then you are invested. And then that's where your dad I think that's what he means by pouring your heart into it, because then you're part of that solution. Whether you get credit or not, you know that you're part of that solution. And if it's better for Logan and Lex, it's better for everyone, right?
Logan, do you have any ideas that you want to see happen at school or in our community?
No.
Okay. Well, you have some time to figure it out. But when you do, I know someone who can give you the playbook on how to get it done. And if you were paying attention, you may have just gotten it.
Well, let me just tell you, I can pretty much predict what your first idea is going to be. How to make the cafeteria food better at school. Because that is usually the first activism I see in kids.
Do you like the cafeteria food?
No. I only like some foods.
Well, a part of me says you better get used to it because you're going to have to keep eating it. And then there's a second line I have, which is if you don't like it, you now have the tools to change it.
Mm-hmm. There's a sign that says only one fruit and two vegetables, but I usually get just the fruit and no vegetables. Mm-hmm. The vegetable, when there's broccoli, I don't like the broccoli because it's not cooked. I don't like raw broccoli.
Yeah, my kids don't like raw broccoli with salad dressing on it. Can I just say what you said about your school offering one vegetable and one fruit? I already like that. It means that they're thinking about you being healthy and having healthy food. So that's already a good step, even if it's not your favorite food, but you know that it's food that's going to be good for your body.
What do you think, Logan?
I usually like the food better at home than school.
That's good, I guess. I don't know. That feels like a mixed bag. So there's like a ton going on, obviously. So just generally also wanted to see how you're feeling about it and how you are trying to stay centered and sane in this time. So I feel like you might have some wisdom to impart.
This seems longer than any other.
Of the interviews?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know why? Because we're also just catching up and saying hi. So the more I get to look at your adorable face, the happier I am. So I hope you don't mind. I'll tell you, I'll be really honest, Logan. I feel a little bit guilty because have you heard about people having a tough time right now? What kinds of tough times do you think people are having?
Because people are thinking of stuff. They want to go outside.
Yeah, you want to go outside. Some people want to go outside just to go to work, right? And they can't go to work. So how do you think they get money?
Working at home.
Well, what about the people whose job is to work at a restaurant?
Well, it depends on if the restaurant is open or closed. But if it's open, they have to stay there.
Yeah, and they're putting themselves in some risk, right? Going to work. So I think about those people all the time, and I can't, I think it must be really tough. To be worried about making money, and then to be worried about staying healthy when you are able to make money, but it means that you are exposing yourself. I feel guilty because it's not so bad. Like, I don't have a lot of hardship. I will knock on wood. I'm grateful for it. I don't take it for granted. I get to be with my family all day, and we have not fought yet too much. I've never had this opportunity to spend so much time with my family, so I feel like it's almost like a blessing. I get to focus on learning how to garden and, how to cook and do things that I didn't know I'd be able to have the time to devote to, or even, the doing scary things that are a little bit scary to me that now I feel like I can do. So I feel a little guilty, but I think for me, it's, trying to find ways to like help with community, like what your dad said. And I've spent a lot of time in the last couple of months volunteering with my kids' school and doing just small things, helping the principal because he's really, really, really busy. So helping him think through communication, how to keep everybody informed about what's happening, how to stay healthy, how to just not just wash your hands, but like if you don't have food at home, where to go to find food if you don't have, you know, what resources to go to. And then think about how next year we're all going to go back to school and how to do that. Kind of support the school in figuring out, you know, how we can go back to school in a way that we feel safe. So feel a little guilty, but I also have gotten, you know, a little grateful, a little guilty. Have you been out to any of the protests on top of COVID, right? On top of everything is on top of everything is on top of everything. I'm almost waiting for a blizzard or something, something unexpected weather-wise to happen.
I think that's July.
Yeah, in July, we'll get a blizzard. But have you seen on TV what's happening?
I think I watched the news more than TV.
Okay. Have you seen the news? People are peacefully protesting right now?
I don't know.
So he's seen a lot of the images. So we know what might be confusing him is the way you described it as like, the protests are peaceful, but the interactions a lot of times are not peaceful. Oh. So I think that might be confusing him a little bit. But more than anything else, I've been trying to talk through that stuff with him. I also showed him a lot of the pictures recently of what Mayor Muriel Bowser put in D.C. with like the big sort of Black Lives Matter sign in yellow, which was really cool. Like, and Ms. Sandra actually got to see that stuff in person. So we're tracking it. If there's a way to do it in D.C., I'd love to, with sort of social distance or as much of it as possible.
Honestly, I feel very torn. I think if it were just me, I'd be okay. But when I come home, I expose my family to whatever viruses or whatever I come in contact with. So I'm a little worried about getting too involved in the big protests. So I've gone when I know there aren't a lot of people. A good time to go is early in the morning, you know, and just to be able to see it. And there are always people there. You don't have to be there for the huge parade. I like to think that if we go when it's downtime, we're just a couple more bodies to kind of keep it consistent so that there's always someone there standing up for justice. It makes up for when we're not there with a huge group. In fact, Floyd was pumping his bicycle tires, putting air in his tires so that he could bike down there right now. So he just left and he's going down to see it. He hasn't seen it yet.
Awesome. Logan, what do you think about that? Like, we joining when there aren't like lots of people down there, though a part of me wants to be a part of that like big throng, because that's, you know, you want to be in that number and sort of show the size and strength of the movement. But Logan, what do you think about heading down since school will be out soon too, when there aren't that many people, but just, you know, go down and show our support for the people who are protesting?
And when I say not that many people, there are still hundreds of people there. It's just not hundreds of thousands, you know, or thousands. So you're still subjecting yourself to a little bit of risk. I have to say, rather than like the big, huge things in the big cities, I'm most impressed by the small things in the small cities. So like if you went into your neighborhood and organized a march with your friends, kind of like walk to school day or bike to school day, but do it for justice in a way that's, you know, with masks on in a distance friendly way, it just shows that the support isn't just in one place, that it's everywhere. And I think that to me has been what I have found more moving, because as important as it is, what's happening in DC and what's happening in Philly and what's happening in New York and all over the world in the big cities, there are protests here every week, if not every day, you know, about something, whether it's for everyone having the right to get married or for immigrants' rights or you name it, there's a protest. It doesn't happen in every small town, but this is happening in every small town. And that to me is, I think, the most exciting part.
Logan, so why don't we, what do you think about like maybe just starting right outside our house, like on the sidewalk in front of our house, like putting out messages, putting out signs? What do you think? Is that a good idea? If we can't make it to the White House, what do you think?
Do we need to?
What do you think?
Maybe.
You know, it'd be kind of fun if you got sidewalk chalk, yellow and black sidewalk chalk, and you wrote Black Lives Matter on the sidewalk.
Maybe a little mini display.
Yeah.
Can you spell that?
Ooh. Yeah, you can. How do you spell black?
B-L-A-C-K.
Yep. How do you spell lives?
L-I-V-E-S.
Hello. How do you spell matter?
M-A-T-E-R.
Good enough.
Close. One more T in there.
So two T's, buddy.
You were selling yourself short. Look at you, spelling all three.
We have our afternoon activity, I think, figured out with some chalk and stuff. Logan, do you have any more questions for Ms. Sandra?
No.
This is going exactly how I thought it would go.
You know, with a little editing, this all sounds super coherent.
I'm really impressed with you, Logan. Sounds like you've been taking on a new challenge during COVID and this podcast. It's pretty awesome. I'm so excited that you're interested in doing it, that you've maintained it. That's commitment. Like you're just ready to go. You just have to decide what it is you want to take over in the world and just, you're ready.
Because I'm pretty sure COVID-19 won't happen in a long time once it stops.
I hope so. I hope you're right. I'm going to hold you to it.
Thanks for taking time out of your weekend to join. And
this is the best part of my weekend. How fun.
I don't know what day it is. Maybe it's Saturday. Maybe it's Sunday. I mean, who knows? Who even cares at this point? But, you know, I'm not exaggerating when I say this, but, like, you've really enriched my life in many ways. And indirectly also then, maybe not even indirectly, maybe directly, like, through the lives of, you know, also enriched the lives of my children and the rest of my family. So, you know, always grateful and glad to.
You know, that is 100% reciprocated, Sam. It's, you know, I have Sam moments all the time. Every time I think of, you know, talking to someone, we brainstorm and I have a semi-good idea and they like it, I go, that one's free. And you know who I'm quoting. Oh, yeah.
Well, the sad thing is I haven't been able to charge anyone yet. So basically all of them have been free.
It's coming. We have to get you to figure out patents and stuff like that, right?
No, but also I believe ideas should be free, you know?
But not our sitcom.
No. We'll hope to see you again soon, whenever that is.
Well, hopefully soon. Let me know if you guys are thinking about coming down. I'll bike over and meet you guys.
What if I just say hi on Daddy's phone for text?
So he's saying that he can send you texts on my phone.
That's true. You could just text me when you're in town and it'll be just like we saw each other.
So like, what's going on?
Again, don't feel pressure to come and see it. I think that stuff will be there for a long time. But if you do come, definitely let me know because I will be there. And I'll take a break from my garden.
Thank you for joining the podcast.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. This was really fun.
Bye.
Bye, Logan.
So, Logan, how did that go?
Good.
Did Ms. Sandra give you some ideas about some stuff we can do in our hometown and where we live?
Yeah.
Sounds good, man. And when things are right for us, I'd love to go down to what's now been renamed as the Black Lives Matter Plaza. So that's the place where you saw protesters being attacked and tear gas being thrown at them. And now, as a way to kind of counter that violence, the mayor of DC has, as I mentioned earlier, turned that into Black Lives Matter Plaza and put this big yellow sign on the street. And so let's try to recreate that in front of our own house. And I don't know, I love a lot about that. I love the medium and I love the message. So how should we end the podcast this week?
How we usually end it.
What's that?
You say, stay sane and wash your hands. Bye.
It sounds good to me. Stay safe, stay sane.
And wash your hands. Bye. Civilization, are we really civilized, yes or no? Who are we to judge when thousands of innocent men could be brutally enslaved and killed over a racist grudge? Mr. Wendell has tried to warn us, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far? Realize that all in all, you stand tall.
We wait. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge when thousands of innocent men could be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge? Mr. Wendell has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far? And we got too far, cause on him we've walked. Mr. Wendell, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I feed you dignity to stand with pride. Realize that all in all, you stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell.